Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The music tells the story. We're back on News Talk 830 WCCO. Here's another one you might want to listen to on Rewind. Mike Max, Sid Hartman, Dave Mona, and joining us right now, Twins first-round pick that we've watched from afar as he's made his way through the minor leagues, Royce Lewis. And Royce joins us from down in spring training. And Royce, I had a chance to spend some time with you this week down there. And one of the things that I found interesting was I was talking to Rod Carew, and he said he's going to go work on bunting. And I said, the way this team swings the bat, I don't know who takes bunting lessons. He says, Royce Lewis does. He says, I love to work with Royce because he wants to learn more about bunting. Tell us about that skill you're trying to develop and what it's like to work with Rod Carew.
Yeah, it's always great to work with Rod and, you know, someone who's played the game at such a high level and been super successful at that. And, you know, he's just talking to me about bunting and how it helps you not only see the ball and get back towards hitting consistently and well, but at the same time, you can raise your batting average about 30 points by getting a couple hits here and there.
Sid.
What about that?
Royce Lewis is on with us.
Who?
Royce Lewis is on with us.
Roy Lewis, do you think you have a chance to make the club this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm never really worried about trying to make the club. It's not really in my hands, up to me. But, you know, I have all the confidence in the world. I can help the team out whenever possible, whenever needed. And my goal is just to continue to stay healthy and work hard.
Dave.
Royce, there's a great clip of you on YouTube making a nice catch in the outfield in the Arizona Fall League where you were the MVP. How comfortable were you in that with that stint that you put in the outfield?
Yeah, I played a couple games up there, and you know, I was comfortable honestly anywhere I played except for catcher and pitcher. So don't put me on the mound, but other than that, you know, I had a lot of fun out there. And honestly, I just want to contribute and be part of the lineup and, you know, help the team win as much as possible, whatever way I can.
Royce, the other thing I talked to you about at Torrey Hunter was what you did in the offseason. You moved close to Torrey Hunter. You worked out at his home, which I kid him is a compound, not a home. And you spent time with Torrey the entire offseason and training. And, of course, his sons are very athletic as well. What did you get from that? What did you learn from that?
Yeah, I learned a lot about, you know, not only baseball but life. And just, you know, it just felt like a mental escape for me and got all my focus back on the places I need to be at. And honestly, I think the best decision was made about taxes. You know, I saved a lot of money doing that.
And Torrey's well-versed on that as well, I might add.
I'm sorry?
Torrey is very well-versed on real estate and taxes and everything else, isn't he?
Yes, sir, no doubt. And I'm just trying to pick his brain about that stuff as well. You know, Torrey Jr., you know, his son and I, we all hang out and hit and continue to get better. And, you know, we're just going to feed off each other and have fun this year.
Well, you just lit the lamp of Sid Hartman when you started talking about reducing taxes. That's something he works very hard at. Sid, another question for Royce.
Did you do a lot of visiting and talking to the Twins before they drafted you? And were you surprised when they drafted you number one?
Was I surprised when I got drafted? Yeah, no doubt. You know, I had expectations of going to college, and when the draft day came along, there was talks about me getting drafted, you know, in the first round. And honestly, I was just looking to, you know, work hard and like I said, go to college. But then when they called my name first, I was, you know, absolutely shocked. Not because I didn't believe in my talent and my skill and ability, but more so that you just never know what's going to happen in the draft. And that day couldn't be, well, you know, more well said and put. It was almost written like a story. I'm just trying to write the ending.
Dave?
Yeah, Royce, in the offseason, there was a lot of talk about you and a leg kick, whether it was a beneficial or an impediment. Where do you stand on that right now? Is the leg kick pretty much the same as it was last year? Are you getting encouraged to perfect that or to try something else?
Yeah, I think, honestly, last year was more mental than physical. A lot of people say, oh, his leg kick, you know, you got to get rid of it, blase, blase. But in the fall league, I think it was, if anything, higher. So I don't know if it's really a leg kick thing or a mental thing. And, you know, just trying to stay consistent with that. Obviously, timing for everyone is always a key to continually getting better. But for me, I just had a lot of fun in the fall league, and I'm going to try to continue to do that and keep that success going.
And, Royce, one of the things you do at Fort Myers there, they've got those cages. And if you really love baseball, you watch these guys hit in cages because there's you can soft toss, you can go with the machine, you can have live pitching, or you can do tee work. And I think a lot of people would probably be surprised how much tee work guys do, putting the ball on the tee and hitting it just like when you played tee ball. You do a lot of that. It's part and parcel with your leg kick and everything else. But it's so fundamental, and I think a lot of people would be surprised that people at your level do that a lot.
Yeah, I really, you know, that's something that in the offseason we really worked on, and it helps to stay consistent and keep a foundation to where when you do get into a little funk or a struggle, that it makes it a lot easier for you to get back out of it, and, you know, no one understands what's going on with your swing at that moment in time and to get back to being successful. So, you know, that was something we emphasized a lot is using the tee because you're right, you know, that's something you start in Little League, but it is so very fundamental and all the best hitters that I've talked to has always, you know, pronounced their success towards using the tee and having that tee work as a tee.
Sid, tell him what he's won for being on this program.
Yeah, but let me ask you one more question.
Well, okay, we promise this last one, Royce. We know you got a game.
How many positions have you played?
How many positions have I played? I've played short, third, second.
What's the best one?
Center. And yeah, that's about it. So I could play anywhere except for catcher and pitcher.
Sid, tell him what he's won.
We're gonna get your emergency certificate. We'll sell it to your PR guy. What's his name?
Yeah, we'll take care of it, Royce. We'll take care of it all. You'll get a certificate to Murray's Steakhouse. All right.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thanks for going on. And Dave Moe and I had a chance down in the spring training to visit with Tyler Clippard off the air. And it was interesting because he made his first appearance on the show a few weeks ago and had not been introduced to Sid before that interview. And it was kind of fun to visit with him. And a lot of guys like Royce and Tyler are coming. You know, they're just overwhelmed by the fact that Sid's almost 100 years old.
Yeah, it's Clippard. That was a fun interview. We're talking to him. I'm glad he had a chance to catch up with him. Good guy and a nice addition to the team. And, you know, and I had a chance to run into and talk to Royce Lewis 2 years ago when we went down to Iowa to watch him play. He was the youngest guy in the clubhouse, and yet he was the clubhouse leader. The guy's got a tremendous amount of charisma.
Yes, he does. Everywhere he goes there, he reminds me so much of emulating Derek Jeter that it's almost even the way he looks, that it's almost uncanny. When we come back, Gopher Athletic Director Mark Coyle will join us. You're listening to The Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.